Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Nick Begich, expert on weather changes and what's happening with the sun and the federal government's heart systems, coming up in the next segment. Charles, Frank, and others are calling from Louisiana, so I'm going to go to them first. I apologize to Robert and Mike and Rose and John and others that I haven't gone to, because I've been going to people that are in Louisiana and to have some eyewitness reports or reports from refugees that they've talked to. But we will get to all of you. I kind of plugged my videos there in the last 30 seconds of the last hour. Didn't have time to get up the toll-free number. Not only are these powerful and informative films that are waking people up, they're also great tools to expand that if you'll get them and make copies of them. And at the same time, the documentary films and the books and other videos that we carry, our bookstore, is the way that we fund what we do here. And I did a little experiment the last 2 days and did not plug my videos or books, and almost sold absolutely nothing. And we won't be here if that happens. So there's also that secondary thing that you, basically it's a donation when you buy the books and videos. And so your support is absolutely needed. Plus, these are the best videos out there, bar none. I mean, stuff like Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, they're hardcore, they expose to the terrorist arm. Be sure and get them. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. A lot of big discounts right now. Be sure and take advantage of those. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day you get a membership. And we're adding a lot of new stuff there every week. You get to see all the films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, the weekly TV reports, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana, then Frank and others. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Not as good as you guys in Louisiana. Oh. We're praying for you.
Oh, man, it's a mess. I think I can't find my two aunts in New Orleans. I think they're dead. I really do.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, with the neighborhood, I've seen the neighborhood. They live in no house whatsoever. Nothing's there. They were 82, 84 years old. They're having a lot of unrest here. They shot a policeman, I heard, and I heard there's one more shooting today. The looting, you wouldn't believe the looting. It's just crazy.
Now, we got that from Dwayne Coots in the last hour,
yes,
and others. The looting is really bad, and the media's covering it up.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the media's covering a lot of things up. All they do is, what they're doing around here is praising the politicians for going out in a boat and taking snapshots.
Exactly. The politicians didn't repair the levees.
No.
That are, as Dwayne said, the take of the casinos in one day is over 150 mil. 150 mil, that all would have been repaired. None of this would have happened, but instead it's going to be a worship the government fest.
I even heard there's some sharks running around. I heard.
We
got a report there's some sharks running around there. There's supposed to be 20,000 to 30,000 people. They figure 20,000 to 30,000 in need rescuing. We've been trying to, they're deputizing people to be marshals to get boats. It's a joke, Mr. Jones. It's a joke. I mean, these politicians, they
don't
want to...
Wait, the government's coming to the people and deputizing the militia?
Yeah.
You mean they have to have our help?
To take boats, to steal boats, they have to.
I thought the government could do... I thought we couldn't be trusted to wipe our noses.
Well, they told me they got a hot wire, steal it, do whatever you... get the boats. And bring them down toward New Orleans. You can't get in New Orleans. The levee's breaking. If it breaks again, it's going to be 9 more foot of water. I guess you heard about that, huh?
Yes.
Okay, 9 more foot of water.
But the military stopped trying to fix the dike channel.
Well, right now they're dropping sandbags into a hole. Like, believe it or not, they're dropping sandbags into the river. A black hole, Mr. Jones. A black hole, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's like it's a game or something. They're just dropping them out of the helicopters into the river.
Charles, you want to add anything else?
No, I just ask people.
Well, stay there. Stay there. We got Dr. Baggett coming up, but he can hold for a second while you and Frank finish up. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, Dr. Nick Begich, an expert on HAARP and government weather modification and control systems. And I just talked to him during the break. He doesn't believe the government's behind this, neither do I. Nevertheless, they do have the capacity to manipulate weather, and that's admitted. So we'll talk about that. Also, his father was a famous congressman who died mysteriously in a plane crash. And, of course, we've had Dr. Begich on many times talk about oil and the politics of it and what some of the cause and effect we're going to see from the nightmare scenario caused by Katrina. And really the media cover-up right now of just how devastating this is. But Charles and Frank are from Louisiana, and I'm going to callers from Louisiana. Charles, you had one more thing you wanted to add. Go ahead.
West Nile is going to be really bad up here, and the water is bad. Going to be up there. People that didn't get really Berkey's love to get sick where I'm at. And another thing is, they remember this. I'm telling you, they these people don't have no identification, no place to go. They don't know how to tag them. I told the police when I brought a boat up here, he said, we're going to have to find out how to tag these people. I said, what do you mean, like Chip? He said, that might be a good idea. He said, we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people that with no identification here. They're sleeping on the bridges. They're actually having fist fights. They're rioting down there. They're actually rioting, Mr. Jones.
Well, that's what we're getting from people in and out of the city is that, now imagine the evil of these looters who, instead of getting into houses and getting old ladies and children and men and women out, I mean, my instinct, if I was there, my instinct is to try to go there. Obviously, you can't, folks, and it wouldn't help. But if I lived in Louisiana, I would be trying to get in there and help those people. Instead, We've got all these scumbags running around robbing people. They are the lowest form of trash. Then you've got the government grandstanding, talking about what a great job they've done.
Yes, yes.
When it's the government that blocked fixing these dikes.
Yes. They every time you hear something, the government, this, land rule and all that. And let me tell you, these people are responsible for this. I mean, for 20-something years, they knew that levee would break. They've been staying there for 20 years. I'm from New Orleans. I am a longshoreman by trade. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't heard the last of this. The worst is to come. This is only the first stage of it.
Are
and
people,
I'm telling you what.
But are people mad? I mean, are they aware of
this? Oh, yes, they are. They're fighting and sleeping on bridges. They got convicts on barges right now, 4,000. They're trying to move them, and then they're going to try to bring ships down here for water and all that. Mr. Jones, you looking at? I think New Orleans is actually finished. It'll be 10 years before New Orleans will ever start building again. And if this dike breaks again, that's 9 more foot of water. My aunt lives right there. 9 more foot. Imagine that. 9 more feet. And guess what? The engineers just quit trying to stop it. They're just dropping bags up there, and all they do is praising these politicians, how concerned they are. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Well, they did a good job not fixing the dike. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
God bless you, and please call in with reports as things develop, even if it's later today. Charles, thank you for the report. Again, folks, in the Netherlands, something like 20% of the country, in some areas more, was once underwater. And you're talking 10, 15, or more feet under sea level. Do you ever hear about their dikes breaking when the big Atlantic storms hit? No, you never hear about it. If it does, they got 4 or 5 levels. This goes to the mentality of our politicians. Bush has doubled almost every federal agency. They are swimming in billions of dollars a month in profits at Lockheed Martin and at the Carlyle Group with Cheney's wife, you know, on the board of it, and the Bush Sr. on the board of Carlyle. I mean, it is just, it is the sickest joke. We're going to go to, just a moment, to Dr. Begich, who I appreciate holding. We're going to let Frank have a few words here from Louisiana as well. I've just got to say this about Mary Landrieu. That senator who stole her way into the seat to begin with, but that's a whole other subject. I've seen her on television saying, well, because we didn't take enough property, have enough environmental funding for the wetlands, and because we didn't fix the wetlands, and because we didn't restore the wetlands, this happened. Well, I happen to know about the ecology in Louisiana. I've interviewed ecologists on it. They have not allowed them to build the dikes because of the wetlands. So again, the exact opposite of what Landrieu is saying is the truth, and then she's the one pushing all this for the last 8-9 years, and then she's up there saying, man, it's like George Bush. He cuts the funding by 90%+ from just repairing the dike, and then he's grandstanding as our savior. It'd be like Ted Bundy being the judge in his own trial. Frank in Louisiana, you're there. Give us a comment.
Yes, you made some very good comments there, Alex. I would like to read a sentence in today's paper, if I can. Maybe I have to set it up a bit. Something happened a year and a half ago at LSU. They hired a guy by the name of O'Keefe to be the chancellor of LSU. This was a guy who was in charge of NASA, and there was some nefarious kind of stuff with the guy, and I felt uncomfortable with him. He didn't have a PhD, wasn't academic. I said, why are they hiring this guy? Now, O'Keefe was the former NASA guy. He's the chancellor of LSU.
Well, almost every major university is having former spooks, NSA, CIA, FBI, generals. I mean, look, they're totally
exactly.
Taking over.
Police chiefs and everything. Now, they were talking about the LSU is going to apparently be a big center for FEMA or something like this. Let me read you this.
Look, Texas A&M's now the big CIA command base. Every major, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It says, the expanded role for LSU, O'Keefe said, was first discussed as a hypothetical a month ago, refined in a meeting a week and a half ago, then put into action as state and federal officials learned of the severity of Katrina blowing up on New Orleans. Now, I called my state official, a representative today, and I said, look, let me tell you the way these guys work. They are going to take the most tragic events and they're gonna find one guy that they can run this whole thing through. I said, what is the head of the chancellor of LSU doing anything but running LSU? This should be run through the governor of the state of Louisiana, the state representatives, period.
Yeah, and it just so happens he's a former NASA executive. It is suspicious. Do me a favor. Do you have email?
No.
What's the headline on that?
It's on the sports page of the Morning Advocate today. Let me find what page it is.
The
Advocate, page 2D.
Yeah, all I need is the headline. I can find it.
Well, it starts on page 1 of sports, and the headline is UNT visit to Baton Rouge postponed, and it goes on to page 2D. It's on the second page.
All right, I'll find it. Thanks for the call, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I want to thank Dr. Baggage for holding. Anybody else wants to call in from Louisiana, we'll get to your calls. I'm sorry for others that have been having to hold. It's just this is very important. Dr. Baggage, I set you up for the show 2 weeks ago before I went on vacation, and we were going to have you on to talk about weather modification and earth changes. And, boy, I think this has been a timely time to have you on.
Yeah, you know, it's not just, you know, it's the beginning of the hurricane season, really. You know, we've got a lot more to come. You know, we've got a couple more months, and hopefully we don't see a repeat of this. But, you know, the potential is certainly there. You know, the conditions are right. You know, when people talk about, you know, what's happening globally, you know, the temperatures of the oceans have a great deal to do with, you know, what happens with weather systems, you know, such as this one. And those situations are going to become more and more extreme as time goes on. You know, we just had, you know, here in my part of the world, we had the same kind of formation, of course, nowhere near the wind strengths, but we had, you know, 80-mile-an-hour winds whipping through my neighborhood not too many days ago. The fact is, these changes are occurring. We've been saying it for now over a decade that it would continue, this cycle would continue for some time.
Well, I'll tell you what's conclusive is these reports of record plankton die-offs.
Yep. These are all significant situations. So here in the Arctic regions, we see these things a lot earlier than they do in most of the rest of the world. You know, the extremes here are pretty dramatic. The problem is we don't have a lot of people. So we had a number of die-offs of bird species because certain animals, because of temperature warming, feeder fish were going deeper for cooler water, so the birds weren't getting them, and so thousands of birds die. You know, these kinds of chains of events, when temperatures change, is pretty dramatic. You know, we've got migrations of species that we never had up here before starting to show up in Alaska. You know, people don't know this, but the north slope of Alaska, the Eskimos and Inupiats didn't even have a word for bees. Now we have bees up there, which we didn't have, you know, just a couple of decades ago. Everything is changing. The interruption of food chain is going to be dramatic. You know, people say, oh, what's to worry about plankton? Well, it's the beginning of the food chain. You know, everything else grows from that. And so when you start interrupting these things, major downline.
Well, also, plankton create more oxygen and carbon dioxide than the trees.
Right. And again, you know, the oceans are huge heat sinks, number one, for absorbing energy.
4% of the Earth's surface?
Something like that, yeah. And, you know, the ocean, you know, temperatures are not just caused sunlight. You know, in fact, most of the heat from the sun stays on the surface because as you get deeper in the oceans, of course, it gets cooler, heat rises. Other considerations are undersea volcanics, which are just now being looked at. We wrote our first article on undersea volcanics playing a role in this back in 1997 when we saw temperature increases in the oceans off Alaska, 15 degrees in one summer, which is unheard of, unprecedented, and it was just the opposite of the El Nino cycle, and it went unexplained and has remained unexplained. Yet, if you look at where the currents originate here, undersea volcanics explains it clearly, because energy from volcanoes and venting in the seas, 100% of that energy is absorbed into the ocean, whereas sunlight, most of it is reflected.
And we've got these cracks opening up all over the volcanic ring, don't we?
Yes, in fact, they've even noted in the Arctic undersea venting they never noted before.
Stay there, we gotta go to break.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed oxidized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Bush is talking about Americans using less energy. Conserving. I predict with our decadent population, people will greedily use more energy and more fuel. And, again, it's the refining capacity is where the energy has been bottlenecking, which the refineries just love and the oil companies making record profits love because they're buying up more and more basically smaller companies in the food chain to consolidate their power so they can create this artificial scarcity. But then when you have something like Hurricane Katrina, it will cause real serious scarcity, and so much of our fuels are refined in the Gulf area from Houston to Mississippi, really centering in and around Louisiana. And no attempt to secure that, no attempt to protect it, and again, I'll state this, cheaply and easily it could have been protected. Cheaply and easily it could have been protected. It was not. And I blame the population, too, God bless them. Why did they put up with their corrupt government not doing this? Dr. Baggage, can you comment on that?
You know, the issue of refining capacity, we're pretty close to oil issues here in Alaska because we do produce about 20% of the U.S. supply. The fact is refining capacity has been one of the two major bottlenecks. The other one is transportation. The fact is to build a refinery now under the environmental rules takes a huge, huge effort. And you don't build these overnight. And, you know, this demand that's been increasing in Asia has been noted for years. There's been virtually no attempt to increase refining capacity because it really hasn't been in the industry's interest to do that. I mean, when the prices go up, the cost of production at a refinery doesn't really change, but the profits certainly do. And so oil companies today are making profits that are just unbelievable. And as a consequence, my theory on it is to capitalize alternative energies, which you're going to see the major oil industry players try and get involved in, you need a lot of money. And this is certainly one way to consolidate it. The other issue is the trading of oil internationally. It used to be traded exclusively in U.S. dollars. Now it's traded in mixed currencies.
And that was the death knell. That was the death knell for Saddam when he was going to go on to the Arabic dinar.
Yeah, and when you look at what happens with dollars being floated in the economy, when oil's $70 a barrel, it sucks up everybody's dollars, whether they're mixed currencies or not.
Also, the Federal Reserve has been printing just madly for the last decade, and then last week, Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan had the nerve to say protectionism could cause an economic crash. I mean, that is ridiculous. We are the opposite of protectionists.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is these agreements, I mean, in today's paper, the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, trade sanctions are now, going into effect based on lumber and trade, in our part of the world. Those agreements are falling apart. The fact is wages have been stagnant in the United States and declining. That's in today's paper again.
Yeah, what does it mean when Bush says the economy's getting better and the Democrats agree? Meanwhile, Greenspan's saying, run for your lives.
The difference is who are Bush's friends that are enjoying this economy, and it's the oil industry.
But I mean, why does the oil industry think we can survive if in the middle of a downturn they are raping us?
Yeah, and I think the ultimate issue is really it all boils down to dollars. I mean, you've got the Iraqi oil supplies interrupted, you got the Gulf now interrupted, you got problems in Venezuela. I mean, when you look around the world, it's really the politics of oil that drives so much, the politics of energy. When you look at the U.S. economy, it's a major, the single biggest block in the economy has to do with energy and energy distribution. When you look at the part of the country that's being ravaged right now and just is falling apart, this is the core of the infrastructure for oil and gas distribution for most of the Southeast. You know, you're going to see extremely high natural gas prices, fuel oil this winter. You know, we're going into a winter again that we are ill-prepared for. We have our resources deployed elsewhere in the world. When really the rebuilding of our own infrastructures have been in need for some time. This is just another example of allowing our own infrastructures to decay.
Do you think Bush is going to, and obviously he's a puppet, but do you think Bush and his corporate handlers are going to get away with cutting the funding for the dikes?
You know, I think they probably will. They've gotten away with so much for so long at that level, whether it be this administration or previous ones. They probably will. You know, the average person's memory on these kinds of issues is pretty limited. The population in that part of the country is certainly impacted. People will forget.
But, I mean, on top of it, we're going to have to hear about how great the politicians are.
Yeah, we'll have to stomach our way through that, I suppose. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's programs like this that keep people informed. And let's just hope that these efforts continue to contribute to at least the other side of the story so people can make decent
decisions. Stay there, Dr. Baggage. I want to get your forecast for the near and then long term.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. There's a host of issues I want to discuss with Dr. Nick Baggage. Before he leaves us today, we'll also tell you how to get some of his great books and videos. Very well researched, very well documented. A lot of it hard to believe, but it's out there. You know, in the U.S. Patent Office, it's publicly admitted. Before we go back to Dr. Baggage and some of your phone calls, I've made 12 films. I've written a book. I published a book. I carry a lot of other great books and videos on our online bookstore at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And secondarily, your purchase of the videos and books and materials also makes this broadcast possible, helps pay my webmasters and for the bandwidth and travel and to bring you the video and information that we post on the sites on a daily basis. So be sure and go to Infowars.com and get Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, my new mini-series, a three-hour documentary film, three separate films in one covering the police state, how the military-industrial complex, that is criminal elements of it, carried out 9/11, and then what their driving philosophy and ideologies are, why they believe in this, why they're doing this. It is so important. Get my classic film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that some still say is my best film, covering 9/11 and the FEMA camps and the foreign troops and the Patriot Act and FEMA, you know, saying that all Christians are terrorists and enemies of the U.S. government. I mean, I have video of them in their secret training rooms teaching this. We tell you where it was and their names, and we show video of it. I mean, you talk about scary, folks. This is some of this stuff, frankly, people died to get out. So you need to get the films. Big discounts. You can get some of my best videos for $5.95 a piece when you order multiple copies. And your support is also needed. So be sure and go to the websites or call toll-free to get them. 1-888-253-3139. And remember, folks, when you order my videos, I want you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. Because the power of you, the people, force multiplying that information is geometric and just amazing. It's exponential. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Dr. Baggett, you know, I've gotten you on here. I don't ever do pre-interviews with people. I respect your information, read a lot of your information, seen some of your great documentaries, aired them here locally on TV. And, you know, I've asked you the questions that I think are important. Just some of them, but I know you've got a lot that you think is pertinent and that we should be focusing in on. So, with the audience out there across the nation, from Chicago to Los Angeles to Kansas City, what do you want to impart to people?
Well, you know, in terms of these latest events, I mean, there's a lot to be said for, you know, what happens, you know, in terms of climate change, which has been a big issue. You know, these are examples of it. I think it's the long-term planning that's going to matter in this country. I mean, we're going to see the agricultural areas dramatically change over the next decade or so. There's time to plan for that. You know, over 10 years ago, the Japanese were already buying agricultural rights in areas of Canada because of climate change. And I think when you're looking at the climate change issue, and I say climate change rather than global warming because in some areas it's actually cooling. If you look at the citrus belt in the southeast, it's changed dramatically. It's moved further and further south. All of these things work together. You know, when you start thinking about oil industry and what's happening to that, it has a direct impact on agricultural production because of the synthetic types of fertilizers and pesticides and the fuel used in transportation of food, and harvesting, all of it.
The drug industry, the chairs we sit in,
everything.
I mean, what is it, like 90% of manufactured goods now are predominantly plastic?
Yeah, and so when you start to look at, you know, energy-related technologies, even pharmaceutical industry, from the clothes you wear to the seat you're sitting in, these are all going to affect us. And what I'm suggesting and have been suggesting for some time is what we're going to see is the roll-up of inflation right now kind of being artificially pushed down by, you know, low-cost goods from other places, but everyone gets impacted by raw commodity increases. And so we're going to
exactly.
See,
we have this schizophrenic system where the slave baubles, you know, a DVD player is $20 now,
yep.
But at the same time, your fuel is double and your housing is double and your transportation is double and your education is triple and your, I mean, all the real things that matter are skyrocketing.
Exactly right. And, you know, it's the basic commodities that drive, you know, most families. I mean, the people that make a lot of money aren't impacted by the price of fuel. I mean, what they pay for their gasoline doesn't matter. But for the average person, it determines a whole lot of things about what else we can do.
Yeah, you don't just pay more, for those that don't know, for the fuel. Then you pay more for the bread that got delivered.
Right.
You pay more for the tires you buy, and you pay more for everything.
That's right, and we're going to see again that double-digit inflation. I think by the first quarter of next year, we're
local
going to
governments
to see that.
Are already raising taxes because they're having to spend more on fuel.
Yep, and you're going to see all of those roll-up impacts, and the impact to the pocketbook is going to be extreme. And these are, you know, you got to look around and say who's winning, and the biggest winners right now are folks in the aerospace industry, weapons industry, oil industries. Certain segments of transportation, depending on what they're shipping. You know, the winners on this thing are the friends of those in power, and the losers are the average person.
So it's very predatory. It's a very predatory system.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look forward into sort of what's happening, and you know, a lot of our research has to do with technologies and their impacts, and these drive the industrialized world today. Technology advances are what determines who has power in terms of governments. And when you look at how technologies are now being utilized, you know, they're really not serving the average person's interest in the way that they should. The average person is sort of cast aside as just a drone in the system. And really, you know, when you go back to our fundamentals in this country, it's about individualism. It's about the idea that the average person, the common individual, is the one that should be driving policy, not being the victims of it.
And let's be specific. In this false left-right paradigm, while all the real world goes past us, we're busy arguing about Republican, Democrat,
right.
And these corporate interests own both sides, aren't
yep.
free market or criminal. I mean, for those that don't understand, folks, this is not free market. This is where they socially engineer for more control. They don't want you to have money. They don't want you to have big bank accounts. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They don't want you to have your own garden. They don't want you to own your own land. This is really like the last phases of a risk game, and I want to be specific. There are major environmental changes. There are major environmental disasters going on. But meanwhile, the big major environmental groups are paid for by Dutch Royal Shell and BP and ExxonMobil and Chevron, and then they use the crisis they help create or that they help accentuate and that they help feed off of. Then they give us false solutions and stampede us. Now, doctor, if you disagree with that, say so, or do you agree?
I absolutely agree. In fact, what I've been saying for some time is that the industry realizes that somewhere in the world they're going to come up with the alternatives, and they've been trying to get into that alternative energy market. You know, they've been pushing this idea of hydrogen, but the way the industry's been pushing it is to make us dependent on natural gas as the raw source of creating that hydrogen, and then a distribution system that plugs us into their multi-level program of, you know, controlling the pumps and the convenience store at the gas station all the way up to the refineries and transportation. When you look at it, hydrogen, as an example, can be created using just distilled water and a catalytic material, sodium borohydrate, which can be recycled, meaning that you don't need a filling station. You just need a gallon of pure water.
And I got to add this. There's a lot of quacks out there that the media focuses on to discredit this. We have textbooks, you know, funded by General Motors 30 years ago admitting this. You know, Arthur C. Clarke admits this. This stuff has been developed, has been put on the road, but the media totally ignores it.
Right. And the thing about it is true energy independence means that individuals, I'm talking about individuals again, have control of their energy destinies. And that's where we think the technology efforts should be placed, on those things that get you off the grid, that get you true independent, that take away this dependence on industries that have been abusive, that don't look at countries, that don't have any national interest. They only have one interest, and it's the bottom line for their shareholders. And the fact of the matter is, you know, here in Alaska, we see a lot of it. I mean, Alaska is one of the safest places for the oil industry to invest their money. It's not like investing in the Soviet Far East. And yet we get the smallest percentage of royalties of virtually any place similarly situated. It's a bargain basement. Here in Alaska, we have a pipeline running at half of its capacity. It might mainly because of suppression of development here.
Well, the neocons say all this is free market. But if a pirate pulls up next to your freighter and robs you at machine gun point, that isn't free market.
That's right. And that's exactly the way I interpret what's happening, is the public's pocketbook is being hijacked based on the same kind of scenario when you think back in the 70s when you couldn't get enough money out of oil, and then we had the oil embargo. It shoved the price up, made the oil industry that much more rich and capitalized to being able to go into these other areas of the world. Now you see the same thing happening at the crucial point between industry switching out, because people in areas like Japan, where they don't have natural resources, they're going to develop, and they have already developed alternative fuel sources that they're actually integrating into their industries from.
And that's why these big corporations want a global government, so they can regulate that and control that and keep their controlled paradigm in place.
Absolutely. And you know, the industry is riddled with suppression of patents and ideas that, you know, people can point to many, many sources over the years of that. You know, this is criminal. The fact of the matter is, what's happening to people? People die from high energy prices. You know, elderly on fixed incomes every winter and every summer during the heat seasons die because of energy costs. You know, this kind of, the whole Enron.
They had like 100 people die last year in Chicago.
Right. And when you look at, you know, you look at the companies that benefit by this, you know, what happens to them in the end of the day?
Virtually, and, of course, then that's fertilizer prices. We're talking about hundreds of thousands in the third world.
Absolutely. And, you know,
I'm sorry, you were saying something. Go ahead.
The idea of the double-digit inflation, and what does that fuel? It fuels increases in basic interest rates. People are living on the very edge right now. A lot of people throughout the country.
Well, you say people who are middle class or upper middle class don't have to worry. Well, that's not really in the short term, even midterm. That's not entirely true, because then there's nobody to buy your products. Then you are in the poorhouse.
That's right. And when you're looking at the price of floating interest rates on home mortgages, which many people have interest only that are variable rate mortgages now, these are folks that are going to get caught in a very big squeeze. We saw it here in Alaska when the oil prices declined in the mid 80s, and we're an oil dependent state, so we saw what happens when disruptions in normal economies occur. We lost three quarters of our banks in this state.
But Cindy Sheehan's a liberal. but you hear about the baseball team.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, exactly. People are just totally off in cuckoo land. The mainstream media, folks, predominantly isn't even lies or disinfo. It's distractions.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, you kind of get your mind on these other issues. You know, today, because of this natural disaster, you've got people focused squarely on what are the consequences of it. And I think that's a good thing. You know, I mean, out of every disaster, you know, something good comes of it, you know, and you know, the people that are suffering right now, they're waking up too. We're going to see how our government responds to a crisis right at home you know, in terms of modern history, we have never seen anything quite as extreme as this. We got close.
The government is folding and falling down, but meanwhile telling us what a great job they're doing. And Dr. Begich, you know, I focus on the police state almost predominantly, but now we're getting local newscasts from Virginia and Ohio where the police do drills of rounding up citizens, and they openly call us rebels on TV and martial law. The Washington Post says Bush may need it if there's another terror attack. And why do we see the government in the last decade really gearing up to physically oppress us? What is it that they have planned? Because we put up peaceably, you know, with so many other horrors. What is it that they've got planned that's so horrible that their statisticians and their people that are doing the demographics, their engineers, their social engineers know that there's going to be some type of physical resistance? Why are they gearing up for physical oppression?
Well, you know, at some point in America's character, you know, Europeans always look at us as 5 minutes to midnight. You know, when things really get bad, we jump in the game and we're unstoppable. The one thing military planners and all of our research has shown is the one thing they cannot plan for is what's called spontaneous revolution. And that doesn't mean things are violent. It's the same kind of thing that happened in much of Eastern Europe. One day,
I got an example. I got it. Begich, you bring up so many good points. I interrupt you more than anybody because
that's all right.
No, no, no. Listen. 5 years ago, I couldn't find organic food in the stores. Now, that's most of the food here in Austin. So people demanded that. That was a revolution. Same thing with the Internet. Circulation in newspapers, TV, they're losing all credibility. We're exploding. Is that the revolution you're talking about?
Absolutely. It's one that when people finally start to wake up, and we're seeing that awakening taking place, but it takes critical mass. Unfortunately, the American character is best demonstrated during the worst of times, and as our economy starts to implode, as we start to see the roll-ups of these natural disasters, and this is one, this is not the end of it. This is the beginning.
Did you know Ron Paul said the same thing 2 years ago? It's in my film, Matrix of Evil. He said the exact same thing that, and George Washington said it. I was just reading writings of George Washington last night, that exactly, and the Europeans commented on this, you know, when it gets really rock bottom, the worst is when we throw off the bonds of tyranny.
That's exactly it. And I think that's, you know, that's the hope that a lot of us hold in our hearts, that Americans will wake up, that we will be able to reach out and touch each other in a way that causes us to recognize our basic commonalities, the things that made this country great in the beginning, and get us back to those roots. And I think that's still possible, or I wouldn't engage in this kind of work. And, you know, when you look around the country and you see what's happening, you know, there's a lot of suffering that's kind of under the radar screen because they're the disenfranchised, they're the poor, they're the elderly, they're the folks that people are marginalizing. Now they're marginalizing those groups that have influence. You know, when you talk about the rebels being marginalized, whether it be the Christian community across the country or any other group that they feel is organized enough to put up decent opposition, they start to marginalize them in the media. And this is, you know, this is a normal political tactic. You know, if you can't address the issues, you try and address credibility questions or confuse the issues, and that's exactly what's going on. When you look at how all of these things interrelate, it boils down to control. It boils down to
And by the way, by Christians, you don't mean the Jerry Falwell types. I mean the real Christians, folks, that know what's going on and aren't going along with it.
That's exactly right. You know, you talk about tracking technologies and the thing that was said just a little while ago. What about implants to track these folks? You know, these are all opportunities. You know, they declared martial law in this part of the country. It's the first time since the tidal waves in Hawaii years and years and years ago. The fact is that when you start to test the water, which is what's happening with FEMA right now, they're in the most extreme situation. They're watching how people react. They're looking at how they can control this crowd. And it will become the model for what happens in other disasters around the country, whether they be natural or man-made. And I think that's the thing to really start to pay attention to. What are they doing? How are they doing it? And how will this be replicated around the country?
Looks to me like they're falling flat on their faces.
Yeah, at this point, absolutely. And let's just see how they emerge to regain their footing, because, again, they're going to utilize the media to push their propaganda, not the truth.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Than we have on air. And I know that we've got Robert and Megan and Christine and Jason and Jim and everybody. We're going to get to you here in just a second. But I was talking to Dr. Baggister in the break, and You know, I've been called an accumulator, and I figured folks saying that meant, you know, I accumulate information, kind of put it all together, and really reverse engineer. Nothing's really classified. I mean, you can look, especially long-term, at all the things the government's doing. You can go to these events. You can read the declassified stuff and put, say, 10 declassified things together and actually get the current battle plan. It's like pieces of a puzzle. And I didn't know that the Pentagon was considering us evil national security threats, but Dr. Begich says that he's seen some news articles and some documents along those lines, and I agree with what he said during the break. He never touches something classified, neither do I, because that's very dangerous and can be a setup. But sure, I mean, their program of control is as clear as the nose on my face, because once they start carrying out the agenda, doesn't matter if the manual is classified, we can tell what the manual is by their actions. And Dr. Begich, what is that manual? What are these globalists trying to build?
Well, you know, it's really, it all boils down again to control. You know, to have individualism as it really is, it doesn't really work well for when you want an economy based on people just going to work, a couple of jobs, making a little bit of money and buying their trinkets. I mean, and that's how they look at this. And when you look at, you know, the overall idea of accumulating data and distributing that data in a way that allows people to make decisions. You know, freedom of the press isn't about saying whatever you want. Freedom of the press is about, and was about fundamentally, keeping an informed group of individuals who could then decide what was best in terms of government and public policy. And in every city, you had very active newspapers, 7-8 newspapers in every major city.
Competing for the muckraking.
Exactly. And you had this lively public debate all the time about major policy issues. Then, the turn
of the last. Instead of going to a football game or drinking a six-pack, I mean, people really got into real politics, because real politics is quite frankly, folks, it is addictive, it is obsessive, it's being part of the real world, it's being an actor in history, not somebody on the sidelines. You know, Karl Rove joked that we're all just passive, they make history. Well, I'm here to tell that bastard that no, I am part of history. I control my destiny to a certain extent, more than he does. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, you know, and that's again, you know, it's the idea of individualism, the idea of a freedom of the press really means keeping people informed and maintain the debate as being vigorous. And then what happened about 100 years ago is this ideology emerged within journalism schools that we ought to be neutral, the media ought to be neutral. Well, there is no neutral media. Everybody has opinions, and it's reflected in what you write. What you have is dishonest media that claims neutrality when, in fact, they're pushing their own agenda, the agenda of advertisers or the owners. The best media is that invigorates debate and discussion, because ultimately that debate and discussion leads to solutions. May not always agree with those, but if it's done in that way, you have full participation.
Well, 100 years ago, no one had ever heard, don't have politics and religion. Don't talk about it. That's all people, they told us not to talk about it. They told us we couldn't beat City Hall. It's like telling you that there's nothing outside the house. You know, it's like the Truman Show. But in reality, there's a whole other world out there.
Exactly right. And, you know, the idea of...
Isn't it paradigm management we're talking about?
I think so. You know, I think if people were fully aware of what our government was up to on all fronts, there would be a revolution in this country. And it would be a revolution of the average guy. And I think that's the revolution that we can look forward to. And it'll be, I think in this country, it'll be a peaceful revolution in the end of the day. But it won't happen.
But they're going to try to make it violent.
Absolutely. And you're seeing martial law declared in Louisiana right now, and exactly, if it becomes violent, it gives them the opportunity to suppress everyone equally, and that's not what this country is.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.